A war of words is brewing between Russia and the UK over the poisoning of a former double agent, and it's growing louder. The Russian Foreign Ministry has described the British Prime Minister's accusations that Moscow was involved in the attack as a circus show. Russia also said that Theresa May's remarks are politically motivated. It added that the British Parliament's debate over the poisoning of the former spy is another political information campaign based on provocation. Moscow's strong reaction comes minutes after May accused Moscow of conducting the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter last week.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. This is part of a group of nerve agents known as Novichok. Based on the positive identification of this chemical agent by world-leading experts at the Defence Science and Technology Laboratory at Porton Down, our knowledge that Russia has previously produced this agent and would still be capable of doing so, Russia's record of conducting state-sponsored assassinations, and our assessment that Russia views some defectors as legitimate targets for assassinations, the government has concluded that it is highly likely that Russia was responsible for the act against Sergei and Yulia Skripal.
Mr. Speaker, there are therefore only two... May said the Russian ambassador to London has 24 hours to provide the UK government with an explanation. According to the British Prime Minister, London will treat the chemical agent attack as Russia's use of force on British soil if there is no credible response from Moscow. Skripal and his daughter have been in a critical condition since March 4, when they were found unconscious in Salisbury. Policeman who found them was also affected by the chemical agent used in the attack. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, joins us now. What do you think the UK is looking for when it comes down to this? Because they don't have solid proof that Russia is behind it, even though Russia produced this nerve agent, as May said. But it seems like they're looking for something here against Russia. What do you think that is?
Well, I think you're exactly right. They're desperate that we're witnessing a full-fledged disintegration, if you will, among trust by the British people towards their government, especially towards Theresa May. Their desperate attempt to try and gin up this anti-Russian sentiment is the objective of this psychological operation. I think this was a false attack. I don't think it happened. I think this was orchestrated by the UK government, possibly using other assets in CIA or Mossad, because Russia certainly doesn't gain from anything like this. And to summon the Russians and say, answer which of these two is correct, either you did this against us or someone else got your material and did this, the Russians need to say, no, there's a third option, and that is that the United Kingdom has designed a psychological operation to manipulate its own public, to distract the United Kingdom away from the MI6 Christopher Steele agent that wrote a false Russian dossier to undermine Donald Trump and the British role in that, as well as the British role in the al-Nusra chemical weapons that has just come out, which Russia and Syria have said all along has nothing to do with Syria or Russia, but everything to do with the United Kingdom and the United States. So I think this is a desperate attempt to try and create a false experience and try and blame it on the Russians. Again, there's a level of desperation, anti-Russian sentiment. If this spy was really in custody of the British, if he had actually been in protection, no one would know where he's at. He would have been in protective custody. They would have changed his name, changed his location. He would not have been a target. And if he did participate in this, I think he was a willing participant. I think it's very convenient that everyone is safely squirreled away in a hidden house, including the police officer, so they can't be asked any questions. So I think it's a fake operation.